K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, what's up? The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, on K-State University, Wednesday, June 11th, 2025. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that is football coming up this fall, fall sports on the way pretty soon, football, volleyball, soccer, men's, women's basketball, track and field, going to wrap us up here for the 24-25 season, or I should say athletic calendar for Kansas State and so much more. Thank you so much for tuning in this episode. K-State track and field starts off today up in Eugene, Oregon for the NCAA National Championships. A four-day event kicks it off, obviously, today through Saturday and then sandwich in between. Let's not forget about your truly stepping on track tomorrow night. Less than 48 hours. 48 hours and counting, and that is the KC Metro Mile at Rockhurst High School going down. Everything starts at 6, and the first big matchup will be in that hour, on the back end of that hour, leading up to the 7 o'clock hour. Oh boy, regardless of the result, I'm going to be there for the entire thing this time. I mean, I missed out on the last event. missed out watching the last event, which is going to be high school elites on the boys and girls side. High school elites there as well to wrap us up. A huge night. Track meet. Cannot wait. Can't wait to get out there and hopefully do our part. So, but regardless of the result, this is a one-night event there as well. I've enjoyed it. This will be my third year, and of course, I am not doing I did a lot of talking over there on the EG3 podcast over there. EG3 podcast, a three-wide podcast with EG3. Go check those out. As you probably can tell, not going to do preview, because I am locked in. It's the haze in the bar now, baby. It's time to go out there and hold on for five minutes. Put your seatbelt on. I thought I like this. Put your seatbelt on. Roller coaster ride. 5 minutes. Can you do it? We'll see about that. EG3, can you do it? We'll see. I'm definitely looking forward to it. This is my bread and butter. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to see how K-State track and field does here in 4 days. And, of course, K-State will be competing tomorrow, too, along with me in the nightcap there as well. 6:55, I read on the schedule for me. We're going to be – this is probably – actually, really, that that men's masters is going to kick off a high slate of races. So, yeah, man, this is going to be something. It's going to be something. It's going down. Whether you're ready or not. K-State will have 10 athletes. Or actually, 10 athletes. I'm looking at it on here. Yeah, I should know this. 10 athletes. We can be competing 6 women, 3 men, 10 events. So that's 9. So I've been saying 10 all along. So EG3, he can't count. 6 women, 3 men. Obviously, Sherry Eno in a high jump, and Sherry Eno, who achieved All-American honors in the indoor, will look to do that again here in the outdoor in that same event. Obviously, Jordan Edwards, Sophia Hines in the 400-meter hurdles, and then go to the field events, right? Monique Hardy in the hammer throw, Tamia Kuntz in a discus, Shimolo Otulu. She's the one doing the double, long jump and a triple jump. How about that? Riley Marks and javelin throw, Selva Prahu. He will be doing the triple as well. And Emu Erlin, men's decathlon, folks. That is what it is. So again, Sherry Eno, Jordan Edwards, Sophia Hines, Monique Hardy, Tamia Kuntz, Salome Otulu on the women's side for our K-State Wildcats, Travis Schofield, head coach of the indoor, outdoor, men's track and field teams. On the men's side, on the flip side, Riley Marks, Selva Prahu, and Emu Erlin. Again, I don't even know. I'm even saying that right. That pronunciation right. But hey, like I always say on this podcast, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while or a long time now, I'm telling you, people don't know what they're doing out here in Kansas City, Missouri. Comes to driving, anyways. That's irritating. That was close. According to EG3 confines, yeah. Anyways, the first event of the NCAA National Championships goes down 2:00 Central Time, 100-meter dash. And as far as our guys go, looks like it's going to be Raleigh Marks up first with the javelin throw at 7:15 tonight. Well, at least here in Central Time anyways. I don't know how that is. That's probably 5:15 on the Pacific Time. That's where you're going to find Alex Aiden over there in San Diego, California. Again, the Podbean app. We'll resume all that on Monday with the biggest news stories. On again, I'm not going to do too much recording. I got too much things going on, including that. I really want to lock in on this mile. Yeah, it's going to be here, and it's going to be done, just like that. So, I cannot express. I am definitely looking forward to doing my thing. And then, of course, tomorrow, I'm going to go ahead and say this right now, the men's decathlon, that's where you're going to find Emu Erlin, kicking things off 11:45 tomorrow Central Time there. And again, that's going to wrap it up actually there. Actually, it's going to be the 110 hurdles there as well. And then the hammer throw, that is where you're going to find Monique Hardy. That's going to start tomorrow afternoon at 3:30 Central Time. And the long jump, 7:40 in the quarterfinals of the, we don't even have a person in the men's hurdles there as well. And I got Selva Perhu on Friday with a triple jump there as well. And then go back to Jordan Edwards and Sophia Hunt if they were to finish, because the prelims for the 400-meter hurdles, along with me and the mile, goes down tomorrow. Two different set of places. I'm not in Eugene. I'm in Kansas City, Missouri. This is Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. So they were to finish in the top nine, Edwards and Hines, they will compete in the final. So this is where the high school elites will wrap us up here in Kansas City, Missouri with the KC Metro Mile tomorrow night. And then if Edwards or Hines were to transfer, or one of them, or both, were to get in that final, that's 9:27 there as well. So yeah, looking forward to it there as well. Let's see. This is, yeah, for majority of this squad that's representing us in Eugene, it's their first outdoor national championship appearance for eight of them, right? And I already mentioned Sherry No. She got All-American honors in the indoor season. Finished eighth in the long jump, right? Got that, right? She's going to look to double up on that to cap off the season in the outdoor. What is this person doing? People watching me. Man, it gets interesting out here. Let's see. And I lost a train of thought here. Monique Hardy, yes. I had a blank there from Monique Hardy, yes. She also competed in the indoor as well this past winter as well. So a little bit of experience. You need some of that experience, and you have that on the women's side with Sherry No and Monique Hardy. So everything gets kicked off here later on today on the NCAA National Championships for K-State. Again, six women and three men will represent us, obviously, and I just named off those names for us here. And of course, we'll get the reports at the end of the night, hopefully. So there's that as well. So man, I'm looking forward to it the rest of the week. Obviously, man, it's gonna be all about running K-State, obviously, the bulk of it, and then me coming in here. And me coming in here with the mile tomorrow, and I'm on track at 6:55 on the back end of the first hour. Which is going to be, my event is going to kick off the heavy hitters for sure. So let's get mine out. This is going to be, I've been running, look, guys and gals, I haven't ran a mile since March. And that was when I was in marathon training. Woo! It's been 4 months since that point, and Yeah, let's cheat, hopefully. And hopefully those results will pay off. Tomorrow that I'm looking forward to it, man. It's gonna be something. I can't wait. Can't wait, man. K-State, so good luck to our peeps up there. And of course we'll have the postcast, and then of course if anything else breaks outside of track and field, we'll have it here on the Pro Project Podcast, which you can find wherever you get your podcast, free and available daily. We have a chance to record K-State content again, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast there on that. And of course, I mentioned Podbean app already. Greer 3 Ace Podcast, GRIER number 3, EDIE, Apostasy Podcast there. And of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pro Project Podcast. Action on the track across the nation about to pick up starting today for the K-State. Men's and women's track and field team up there in Eugene, Oregon for the NCAA Outdoor National Championships go down starting finally today, kicking off a big week of running. And then tomorrow night, EG3 goes down right here in Kansas City, Missouri for the Kansas City Metro Mile, his third appearance. And I'm looking forward to it for sure. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode right here, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.